Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer.
Good News Media Productions presents What a Word from the Lord. Your host this evening will be Stevie R. Butler. The show is dedicated to spreading the truth of God's Word, rightly dividing the Word of Truth. Feel free to call us live at 713-955-0508. If you'd like to email us your questions or comments or concerns, you can email us at goodnewsmediaproductions@gmail.com. You can also call our business line at 336-525-5843. Now, this show is brought to you by loving, faithful members of Churches of Christ around the world. If you need help finding a local congregation, please email or call us, and we would be more than willing and happy to assist you. Again, take out your Bibles and follow along, because you're listening to What a Word from the Lord.
Listening to this radio broadcast, Good News Media Productions presents What a Word from the Lord. And I'm your host, Stevie R. Butler, and this radio show is being broadcast from the Carolina Man Cave Studio in the great state of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, before you retire for the night, I just want to give you a word from the Lord. Let us pray and thank God for this opportunity. Our most kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for blessing us to go through the various activities of the day and placing it on our hearts to be in this place and time in our lives, to be on this broadcast, to present another portion of your word. We pray that you would bless our study for tonight. We pray that your word will go forth and produce that which is good, that your word will not come back to you void. We thank you so much for Jesus and his sacrifice on Calvary. For without such a sacrifice, we would not even have a hope of eternal life. For us in Christ's name, we do ask it all. Amen. On tonight, just briefly, I would like to discuss the subject, to him that overcometh. To him that overcometh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an unfortunate fact that we of the modern era have a difficult time relating to Christians who lived in the first century in order to learn by their example. We can hardly relate to the generation that founded the United States just 240 years ago, much less the vastly different culture in a distant part of the world nearly 2,000 years ago. Thus, when we arrive at passages that speak of their present distress, as we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 26, the persecution that came upon the early Christians at the aggression of the Jews and pagans, our minds almost subconsciously set aside the point being made as though it has no modern application. No, we are not being arrested for believing in Jesus Christ our Lord, or being thrown into the lion's den for sports, at least not here in the United States, not yet. There is a universal principle, however, that we need to remember. Just as Paul called upon Timothy to remember his own examples of enduring persecution, naming several instances of them in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, he informs Timothy of an unchanging truism. Paul says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12. If we are not suffering some form of persecution for the faith, there is likely something wrong with our attempts at living godly in Christ Jesus. The evangelistic nature of our responsibility to preach the gospel to every creature, we find this commission of Jesus in Mark 16 and verse 15, and to commit the teachings of the faith to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, inevitably causes some amount of conflict in our lives with people. Mentioning the exclusive nature of the church belonging to Christ, that it is the only religious group that even has a hope of being saved from the effects of sin, tend to rub people the wrong way when they do not accept the need for change. They don't always want to hear what we have to say. The devil's persecution of those living godly today is a bit more subtle than it once was, but it is all the more effective. Our loved ones are being used against us. The laws of the civil government no longer have an appeal to a higher authority to establish right or wrong. The modern Christians struggle to maintain purity in their home. They have problems with modern dress styles, music, television, programming and advertising, magazines, the forcible removal of religion from public schools and its curriculum, external conflicts with scoffers, internal conflicts within the church. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, even within the church. Multiple but differences versions of the Bible causes confusion. The list just goes on and on. But in reality, the persecution against modern Christians is coming at them from every possible angle. Often this results in the individual Christians growing weak and potentially indifferent as the very least. Such indifference is not looked upon favorably by the Lord. He tells a congregation that has grown lukewarm that he will spew them out of his mouth in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 16. That is the picture of apostasy, right where the devil wants us. All of the letters by Jesus to the Apostle John to the seven churches of Asia in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4 contain similar messages to each congregation. The Lord asserts his authority by some descriptions of himself. He makes them aware that he is aware of their works. He's aware of their problems, their trials, that he is even aware of their persecutions. Some of them need to make some corrections, but all of them receive some form of encouragement to remain faithful by the offering of a reward to him that overcometh. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7, verse 11, verse 17, and verse 26. Also, Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, verse 12, and verse 21 of chapter 3. Each of the blessings offered to the overcomer represents the full meaning of life and hope in Christ. By that, we gain an understanding of who the overcomers are. When does any person overcome the trials, persecution, and threats of this world, whether ancient or modern? Do we ever overcome of our own ability? Of course not. It is only by being in Christ that anyone may overcome the ultimate threats of this life. Jesus encouraged his disciples just prior to his crucifixion by saying in John 16 and verse 33, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The question is not, how do I overcome my trials and persecution? Rather, we should ask, how do I get in Christ and remain in Christ? When we get in Christ, it is the moment we start being one who overcomes. Members of the Church of Christ know the only way to get in Christ is by obedience to the gospel. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 9, and also 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17. In belief with one's whole heart, Acts chapter 8 and verse 37. Repentance, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Confession of faith, Acts chapter 8 verse 37, and Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. And baptism in the likeness of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Romans chapter 6 and verse 3 through verse 5, and Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12. Being then made free from sin, we become the servants of righteousness. Romans chapter 6 and verse 18. And as servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Romans chapter 6 and verse 19. Ladies and gentlemen, the offering of blessings to those who overcome is an encouragement to remain faithful to Christ from the moment one becomes a Christian in biblical baptism. we may indeed overcome our own individual persecutions by looking unto Jesus. The Hebrew writer would say in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. It is Christ's victory over all persecution that we are offered to enjoy. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57. Those who continue to remain faithful to his name and his faith, those who continue to overcome, are promised to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7, Genesis chapter 3 and verse 22. They shall not be hurt of the second death, is the promise in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 11. Also Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6 and verse 14. And Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. They are permitted to eat of the hidden manna, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17. Also John chapter 6 verse 47 through 58. And they are given a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth save he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17. Those who overcome are those who keep faithful to the Lord's work. And he gives them power over the nations. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 26. And shall rule them by use of the unbreakable word of God as a rod of iron. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 27. These are also given the morning star, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 28, which is Christ himself. Those who continue to overcome shall be clothed in white raiment, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. Also chapter 3 verse 18 and 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 1 through 4. A spiritual covering of purity. And their names will remain in the book of life. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, verse 15, and chapter 21 and verse 27. The Lord himself will confess his name before his Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. They are made a pillar in the temple of God, and he shall go no more out. Revelation chapter 3 and verse. Picture of immovable confidence, as solid as the existence of objective truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. The Lord Jesus will honor them by writing upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and his new name, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, Revelation 22, verses 1 through 4. Those who overcome are granted to sit with Jesus in his throne, even as he overcame, and is set down with his Father in his throne. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21, Revelation 22, verses 1 through 3. If they continue to overcome, all of their trials and persecutions in this world by remaining faithful to Christ as promised, that they shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation 21 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17 to 7 and verse 1. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no doubt. Trying to live a godly, humble, God-fearing, God-loving life, constantly in the service of others, is not always easy. It is a burden likened unto bearing a cross, Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. But in comparison to the burden of sin, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. We ought to be happy to recognize that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Are not all of those incentives quite enough to keep us going? Shall all of those spiritual blessings in Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, be offered for nothing? Shall we not consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest we be wearied and faint in our minds? Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 3 asks this question, ladies and gentlemen. So take heart, true yoke fellows. Keep on overcoming by living in the faith of Christ, knowing that God keeps his promises to make us partakers of all those blessings given to God. We want to encourage you on tonight, even on tonight, continue to be faithful and overcome. Amen. If you are not a child of God, and one cannot be a child of God until you are a Christian, until you have been born again, as the Bible teaches, then you need to understand, even on tonight, that you are lost outside of Christ. It is not enough to be religious. You must obey the commands of the Lord. In order for a man to be saved, you must take heed and answer the gospel call. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. You must hear the gospel, John chapter 6, verse 45, Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 17. And the facts of the gospel are the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. You must believe the same, James chapter 2 and verse 24, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. You must repent. Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, Jesus said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you will all likewise perish. And Paul said in Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, that God commanded all men everywhere to repent. You must confess your faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33. Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I will not confess you before my Father. And you must be baptized in water for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Acts 10 and verse 48, 1 Peter and verse 21. And if you are a Christian and you have not been faithful in your service to God, then you can repent and pray. Acts chapter 8 and verse 22. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you for spending a little time with me on this evening. And it is my prayer that this lesson tonight will be beneficial to your spiritual lives and your relationship with the Lord. And I pray God's continual blessings upon your lives. Good night, everybody. And thank you for listening.
Living this moment, oh, because of you.
What a Word from the Lord with Stevie R. Butler, episode number 5.